Now, here something kind of funny happens, and I believe this is on analogy with the genitive singular form. We wouldn't necessarily expect here for, quantitative metathesis would not yield the form that we have, which is basileon. So essentially what goes on here is a process by which the eta is shortened, but the own ending stays the same. I think, as I said, it's kind of on analogy with the genitive singular. And the own ending is so characteristic of genitive plural that it does not change. Moving on to the dative plural, okay, so you had your original stem, basileu, and here's a situation where the ending, just as in the nominative singular, the ending begins with a consonant, sin. So here we change the consonant from eta to epsilon, and that's how we get the form we have here, basileu sin with an epsilon. Finally, the accusative plural. Okay, so we have basileu as our stem. The ending is os, begins with a vowel, which means that the vowel, the upsilon, once again, has dropped out. You have eta and then alpha, the alpha of the stem os, and you have, once again, quantitative metathesis taking place, where the eta turns into an epsilon, and the alpha lengthens to a long alpha. Now, the other nouns in this chapter that are worth studying are these syncopated stem nouns. What does that mean, syncopated stem? Well, syncopated simply means that it is shortened. You essentially lose a syllable. So a syncopated syllable is one that's lost its vowel. And let's see how that actually plays out. So here we are dealing with nouns that usually end in eta, rho. And this is a lot of very common words like father, mother, daughter. And you can tell just by looking at these nouns that something funny is going on, and that the nominative, for example, is pater, and the genitive is patros. So you've lost that vowel, you've lost that eta vowel that was part of the stem when you move on to the genitive. That's, again, the syncopation I was talking about. So when you take a look at the forms on, for example, page 197, one thing you'll notice is, the kind of nice thing is that the endings are exactly as you'd expect for third declension nouns. So genitive os, dative e, accusative alpha. Okay, that's all great. So that's one thing we've got already sorted out for us from the beginning. Where are these forms weird? Well, as I mentioned, the thing that's characteristic of these nouns is the syncopation. And we see that in a couple of forms, the genitive and dative singular, and then in the dative plural. So let's just take a look at these nouns on page 197. What you see is, again, in the dative and genitive and dative singular, you lose that vowel between the tau and the rho, the eta just falls out, and you're left with this form that simply omits it. So it's not pateros, it's patros. The accentuation is a little bit strange. And the way you can think about this is that if you have to lose a vowel in these syncopated forms, the accent shifts to the, there's no eta for it to be on anymore, there's no eta, so the accent then shifts to the syllable right after the rho. And that's how you get patros, metros, thugatros. Okay, so we find that on the genitive and the dative. The accusative forms all follow the same pattern. So the nominative has that characteristic eta, but all the other forms that have a vowel have an epsilon, the short epsilon. So accusative, we go back to the stem, the non-syncopated stem, but rather than having an eta, which we really only find in the nominative singular, we have an epsilon. And that's why we have patera, metera, thugatera. The vocative in these cases are going to be, again, just the stem, no endings. And because the stem for this noun, apart from the nominative, stem is with a short epsilon, all we get then is that stem for the vocative. Pater, mater, thugater. Okay, we move on to the plural. And for most of these forms, except the really kind of weird dative plural, we've got the stem with the short epsilon, pate, mete, thugate, okay, to which we add our endings. So that's the short epsilon. That will apply again in the nominative, the genitive, the accusative. Let's turn to the dative plural because that's the weird one. So that's one of these syncopated forms. You lose the epsilon or eta between the tau and the rho. And rather than just sticking sin on the end, which is what you'd expect to do, that's what third declensions do, you stick on that ending sin, it would be very hard to pronounce Peterson without any intervening vowel. And so to ease pronunciation, Greek has added in the vowel a, which simply assists in the pronunciation of these words. So it's a syncopated form, patra, metra, thugatra, without any intervening epsilon or eta. And again, rather than just sticking a sin on the end, you add asin. And that's basically it. So I think these syncopated stem nouns are weird, certainly, but they're really only weird in their genitive and dative singular and their dative plural.